the power of human design is really in the robustness of the system and looking at not just the mind, which is the astrology chart that we all know and love, but being able to look at the design of the body. And I'm telling you, when I found the difference between these boys in one tiny little thing in the body design, it explained absolutely everything.
This is Leah Steele. Welcome to the Wealth Witch podcast. Just a few years ago, I experienced complete financial collapse. We lost a business, our home, and a car. My husband was selling plasma to pay for diapers and formula. I was living a life I hated, and I was miserable. It was the lowest part of my life. It ended up being my biggest blessing. Just a few short years later, I've designed the life of my dreams. I live a life of luxury in beautiful Bali, Indonesia, travel the world, and spend my days helping others manifest wealth and abundance. Living a purpose-led life changed everything for me. This podcast is about my journey, my top tips and tools for manifestation, and interviews with all the amazing, world-changing, inspiring people I meet along the way. Welcome to my world.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Wealth Witch podcast. I am Leah Steele, your host, and I am so excited today because I have my cousin here on the show, Miss Alicia Baker. Alicia is a human potential catalyst, and my personal human design sage. So Alicia, welcome. I'm so glad you're here.
I'm really excited to be here. This is fun.
So Alicia and I are related on my dad's side, and we met for the first time, gosh, I guess it's been 14 years, 13 years?
Somewhere around there, in Lawrence, South Carolina.
Yeah, in Lawrence, South Carolina, we met at a family reunion and had stayed connected since. And yeah, I mean, we ended up then becoming closer online and started sort of working together.
Yeah, I think it was this weird kind of dynamic where we were connected online and we were staying in touch. And then you launched The Magical Life. And I was like, wait, you too? Wait, you, like, it was that realization that we both really had a lot of belief in some of the same systems of energy and magic and living and connected in a completely different way.
Yeah. And then we just became closer and now are really, really close. And so it's great to have you on the show. She's not here because she's my cousin. She's here because she is an incredible, incredible human design mentor, guide, coach. And I'm obsessed with human design. And Alicia has been so influential in my human design exploration that I've been on for the last, gosh, I guess 4 years now that I've really, 4 years and about 2 years that I've really been diving deeply into it.
Right, because that's really what happens. You get it and you're like, oh, it's kind of interesting, and you start a little, but then you realize like something clicks and things start to fall into place. You're like, wait a minute, wait, this is good. And then the deeper dives start.
So how long have you been studying human design?
About five years. Yep. Since 2015.
And talk to me a little bit about, tell the listeners a little bit about what you do, because you are, I feel like, really, really unique in the way that you take human design and apply it to your purpose work and the work that you're doing in the world.
It's really, it's intuitively driven, but when I look at my purpose, and I had a lot of time to deep dive into this recently, it's really been sort of a mission of mine, marrying all of the things in my life and what that means for me. Human design is really this place where I am of service, nurturing people in a way that helps them really uncover the power of their energy, of their alignment, of who they really are and how they can wield that in a way that just makes their life much fuller, much more abundant, I don't even know that I have all of the words, right? There's this fundamental concept for me about being correct. And so in human design, we learn a lot about this, you know, correctness. Did you enter into things correctly? Because when you enter into things correctly, things happen differently. But for me, the correctness and the beauty of that is knowing that regardless of how things happen to be evolving around me or not understanding what may or may not be going on, if I know that I entered into something correctly, so I'm a manifesting generator and getting a sacral response and I'm an emotional authority, right? So if I know that I followed my sacral, that I allowed my emotional wave, that I entered into something correctly, that regardless of the way that it turns out, it is 100% the absolute right thing for me. It's the best thing. Even if the results aren't what I anticipated going in, they're always exactly what I needed on the other side.
Yeah, and so, I mean, I think for me, you've really helped me. I am a 5-1 projector with a splenic authority, and you've really helped me. I mean, I feel like human design has just been one of those things that has been so transformative for me and such a huge part of my self-mastery journey. And the more I explore human design, the more I know about myself. And Alicia has been really, really influential in helping me to understand why I show up the way that I do in the world, how I'm able to show up in the world the way that I do. I just recently did a podcast on how I do all the things. And so maybe we can talk a little bit about that, because I think there's a lot of things that you've told me about my chart that lend themselves to me being able to do business the way that I do business. And I would love for you to just maybe share a little bit about that, because I would love for the listeners to experience just how knowledgeable you are. And I think that for me, I mean, she's my cousin, so I have her on, you know, direct dial, which is amazing. But I learn so much from you all the time. And I think it's really important that if people are interested in human design, that they find a mentor or they find a guide or they find somebody that not only just has done a couple of courses in human design, but who has committed like you have to a lifelong study of human design. So touch on that for a minute, because I know that you and I, and maybe we'll go into my chart in a minute, because I actually would really love to talk about this, because I think you and I get rubbed the wrong way a lot by a lot of these people out there claiming to be human design coaches. So let's just talk about that. I think it's great to like throw it out on the table.
Yeah. So I think the hard part for me now is people, oh, well, can you do a reading? No, boo, that's not what I do. I can look at your chart and I can tell you some things, but I'm here to really be of service to help you level up and transform and embody this energy in the most authentic way for you that you possibly can, so that you are really getting the maximum benefit from your alignment. And one of the things that popped in my mind as you were talking about me helping is how sometimes I see things and really, depending on the nature of my relationship with the person, will comment on them. And one of those things is like, I'm an emotional authority and I really, really honor that process. And I recall something you posted and I had so much anxiety because I felt like she's posting this and I really want this, but I also know I'm having a lot of emotional kind of wave about this and I need more time. And me coming to you and saying, Leah, I really fully get exactly how you're doing this offer and what you're doing, but half of the population are emotional and we need like, give us a couple of days. We need more than 24 hours, you know, to work through all of that, to get to that clarity and know that things are right for us. And it really is a different way of approaching everything in life, but it's literally how I do everything. It is how I'm, you know, raising my children who are essentially all grown at this point. My youngest, like you, as you know, is also a 5-1. However, she's a generator and she just went off to university. My grandchildren have benefited tremendously because of my work with my oldest daughter and her understanding and honoring their energy and honoring what they need and making sure they're getting it in all of their environments, including the school environment. Now they're homeschooled. Yay. Yeah, but it is. It's literally how I approach everything. So it's not a thing that I do. It's just the way that I live now.
So that was like all really nice and amazing. But I want you to talk about all these people that are showing up in the online space right now.
Let's be real about all of this. I have had people who have reached out to me who want to offer human design in what they're doing and know absolutely nothing about human design. They couldn't read a chart if their life depended on it. They couldn't find their way with a chart out of a wet paper bag. And they're trying to, because human design is so much more available in people's consciousness and their understanding what it does and how it does it. Everyone is going, oh, let me jump on that. Let me offer that, right? And so they're doing it and they're not really in integrity when they're doing so. And this isn't me saying anything about what anyone else is doing. It's purely, you know, like my perception. If you can't read a chart, if you don't understand the fundamentals of all of the centers, like what are you doing? How are you offering this? Oh, well, we want to offer this and we want to package this and then we're going to take some classes. So interestingly, there are a lot of people now offering training for human design. And I've actually been asked to do that by some of my clients. And I'm really working on something because these are people who work with families who don't necessarily want to be a human design analyst or be a human design specialist, but really want to understand it enough to be in the space where they can help the women and children they're working with. And that's cool. But I went back to the beginning and my classes have been predominantly foundational, original human design materials, studying the actual works of Ra Uruhu, who brought this forth. And I have a lot of value for that. I have a lot of value for the integrity of it. I have a lot of value for hearing these courses and hearing him speak these words. And so you don't just read what you think he meant. You hear it in his voice. You hear it in his tone. And I've seen people, hey, I'm a generator looking for a projector to work with to do X, Y, and Z. And I'm like, oh, that's not how this works. That's just not how this works, right? And so I work with people who really want to leverage how it works in the correct way to get the responses that they'd like to get. Because here's the thing, a sacral is going to be a sacral, regardless of whether you're aware of how your response works. Now, a lot of times people are conditioned and have patterns of behavior that don't necessarily serve them. But if you know how to present materials to elicit a response from a sacral person, you're going to be pulling people in with that sacral energy. Projectors respond to invitations. End of discussion. Whether you know you're a projector or not, you're going to respond to invitations. Whether you know you're a sacral being or not, your sacral is consistently responding. We live our lives in this energy, and then we just shortchange ourselves in patterns of behavior that don't help.
I wanted to say a couple of things. One, that I have been taking the 64 Ways course by Ra, and I definitely like agree so much with you to have the experience of actually listening to him for hours talk about this incredible body of work that he brought through and getting to hear his personality and how dry his humor is. And, you know, I think there's so much of this human design material that people actually took the wrong way because it was translated quite literally and not like how he meant it.
Right.
And so it's been really amazing for me, you know, and I am not a human design coach. I study human design because I'm fascinated by it. And for me, I really, you know, I like to take the time to understand because it's always powerful for me when working with clients to understand them better. And so frequently I'm messaging Alicia like, so I've got a bunch of clients and they're 2-4 generators. And, you know, what does that mean for me? And why, you know, why are they drawn to me? And why are they, you know, why am I finding that all of these 2-4 generators are coming into my space, which I would love to actually talk about with you. You know, I think the other thing that I wanted to say that you touched on that I think is really important, and it's important in all areas of spiritual and personal growth and expansion work. And that is that it is so important that we be in integrity. It is so important that as guides and mentors and teachers, that we hold ourselves to a standard of excellence and that we be in integrity with the things that we're sharing in the world, and that we be working towards mastery in our gift and continually honing that. It's not just, I took a couple of human design courses and now I'm a human design expert and I'm going to go teach people about human design. It's no, I'm on a lifelong journey of continually learning more and more and more about this process, and I'm teaching people along the way. So I love that about you. It's what drew me to you. It's why I don't ever work with any other human design person, because I know how in integrity you are, and I know how important the continual journey of this is for you.
I think one of my recent experiences with a client really hit home for me with that. And it was actually, so I really enjoy doing work with families and groups. And I'm pivoting into a lot more business focus these days, because I think in this new wealth paradigm, there's a lot of opportunity for people to get business straight and in energetic integrity in order to continue to move forward and thrive, or they're going to die off because the old way of doing things is gone. You know, pick and choose what you want. But I'm saying that because working with someone and working on family focus, and especially today, as we have a lot of parents who are, kids aren't going back to school, they're either going to do some hybrid form of learning, or they're unschooling, or they're homeschooling, and getting into the nitty-gritty of what your child needs environmentally and from a learning perspective is something I have a lot of value for. Mother of 4, grandmother of 2, third grandchild who is a granddaughter on the way. Like, you know, it's just one of those things where it's really important to me that I am of service to people who are really trying to do something differently than they've ever done before.
Can I just stop you for a second?
Yes.
Is it confirmed that it's a girl now?
No, we just decided that.
Okay, yeah, I was gonna say. I predicted that. So everyone stay tuned, because it's a girl.
You predicted it. I already felt it in my soul. So we had this ancestor confirmation thing happen. And I told my son immediately, well, it's okay. It's going to be a girl. And he's like, but no, I'm going to have a son. And I said, no. But all of that to say, as I went to go work with this client and their family, this client had worked with someone that a lot of people know as a human design person, as a leading edge person in human design, and their chart was wrong. And so, like, literally, this person for 3 years has been working with the wrong chart and thought they had one profile and had a completely different profile.
Wow.
And so, like, because I always run all of my things myself, and then when I come back to you, I confirm, okay, here's what we're working with. Here's your date of birth, place of birth, time of birth. Is this correct? Right? And it's a thing that I do because it's really important to me, because I know in the work I've done with twins how vital the exact information can be, right? And I go back and I send this and I immediately get an answer, because this chart looks different than what they knew themselves to be for the last 3 years.
So that happened to me. I don't know if you remember, but before I started working with you, and I think that I was working with the same leader, because I did work with someone briefly before you really got into your groove with it.
I was in my groove quietly, and other people told you what I was doing.
Yeah. So I had put my time of birth in not in military time. And so I was dealing with the wrong chart for a year. And it wasn't, a lot of my basic things were the same, but I had gates and channels that were significantly changed by that time of birth. And so I think that's really important. Like, check and double check and double check if you're pulling charts for yourself that you have the right chart, especially if you're pulling from one of the online sites. And which one, by the way, because if the listeners want to go pull their human design chart, what do you believe is the best online vehicle to do that?
There are two that I think are really great that are out there that are just for general use. And the first one would be Jovian Archive. They have done some work to address the checkbox that caused a lot of issues in birth charts. They did do some updates to their website to alleviate that issue. And then the other one that I love, that I use, I actually subscribe to Genetic Matrix. Now, theirs is really good and it's accurate as well. And then the other system I work with, but it's a professional system, is 64 Keys.
Okay, so we will put all of these in the description of the podcast. So if you want to go pull your chart, Jovian Archive is great. That's normally where I refer people to as well. You know, we will also have all of the ways that you can get in touch with Alicia in the description of the podcast as well.
Hey, I hope you're enjoying this episode of the Wealth Witch podcast. I wanted to take a quick break to talk to you about an amazing offer I have to work with me like my high-end clients do for a fraction of the investment. If there's anything that the last several months of chaos and change has showed us, it's that our perceptions of what is safe, stable, and secure is anything but. You are your guarantee. You are the key to unlocking and calling in the wealth that you desire. If you don't already know, I'm all about belief and intention. And for me, deciding is the most important action you can take. So I don't need to convince you. You'll either resonate with this or not. The only prerequisite that you need to have is a desire to change your current financial reality. This mastermind I'm about to tell you about is about empowering you to take back control of your financial destiny and take action towards creating the life that you deeply desire. The Wealth Alchemy Mastermind is hosted via the Telegram app, and I've set it up in a way that it's accessible. This is an incredible opportunity to work with me in this mastermind at a special pre-launch rate of $44 a month. Yes, you heard that right. Just $44 a month to work with me at the same level that some of my high-end clients do. So what do you get? Weekly exclusive content and training, a monthly Zoom coaching call, a monthly Q&A session, wealth paradigm downloads, wealth activations, and a mastermind chat full of like-minded community. You aren't doing this mastermind for the content. You're doing it for the transmissions, period. You will be activated with abundance just by being in this container. But you have to act fast. The pre-launch offer is only available for a limited time, so click the link in the description of the podcast and sign up now. I'd love for you to join me, so do the thing. Now back to the podcast.
So let's dive into some of your gift so that people can actually see this incredible gift that you have. And maybe we can just talk a little bit about the actual dynamic between you as a 6-2 manifesting generator and me as a 5-1 projector and how those roles fit each other. And then you also have some very unique channels that enable you to help me. So yeah. I'd love for you to talk a little bit about that.
There is a really unique relationship between a 6-2 and a 5-1. There really is. And it's one of those things you can study in human design, but it's this place of, it's kind of weird to describe. The 5, who is the one out there universalizing messages, right? You are the one who can take a message and universalize it and get it to the masses. But the 6th line is really where everyone wants to be, right? Everybody wants to be unbothered, in their integrity, doing their own thing, on the roof, not worried about the rest of the crazy. But between these two lines, and the trajectory, you know, is through that, there's really this dynamic of support, validity, reputation. There's just all of this kind of mixing of energy with a 5-1 and a 6-2 that it has this synergy that just naturally goes together. It really does. And in my role, I'm seeing where I'm really able to support a lot of 5-1s. And it's been an interesting evolution for me to get to that. And the first thing is, when you talk about people who are 5-1s, you have these people who are often not seen for who they really are. And then you have someone like me who has the channel 59.6, which is called the Aura Buster. And I have it 3 times. And I really have just this energetic gift of cutting through the facade of what people put out there, the facade of energy. Projections just don't do that for me in the same way. And I find myself really able to see and honor 5-1s for who they are. And that's their biggest struggle in life, is people never see them. People see what they want to see, right? And then get mad when that's not who you are.
This is my whole life. And I think that this piece for me, when you started explaining this to me, it was like my whole entire life had been validated. And this was really the part that where I had been dabbling in human design, and I'd been really focused on learning what it meant to be a projector, but I wasn't really deep diving into my lines. And when I started working with you and you started explaining this to me, it was like someone had seen me for the first time in my whole entire life, and all of the things that I had been through, all of the things that I had gone through, and like that really was the beginning of my deep dive into this, because I recognized how powerful it was for me to have this information. And it enabled me to show up much more authentically when I realized that it doesn't really matter. I can just be me, because people are always going to be projecting onto me what they choose to see. And so that piece that you gave me was such a gift. And I want to just say on this, like this 5-1 thing, this expectation that you will be all things to all people. I think Ra has said in several places that I've heard him talk that if Jesus had a type, it would be 5-1.
Yeah. And for me, I said earlier about my youngest, she's 17 and I just dropped her off in the middle of nowhere for college, and she's a 5-1. And that's one of the things that has been really pivotal for me helping her be okay, right? She's a 5-1, she's an athlete, she's highly visible, and dealing with projections and expectations that other people put on her and going, wait a minute, do I even have to acknowledge that? Like, I know me, I know what I'm doing, I'm solid in that foundation. Their projections are their issue. And to be an empowered 17-year-old young woman today, like in that place of going, yeah, no, that's your problem and not mine. And not even necessarily out loud, but for her to know it, to be really secure in that's how she operates. And the other piece, so I was talking a little bit about twins. I have a cousin on my father's side who has a set of twins, and trying to figure out why 2 minutes apart and why they're so different. And the power of human design is really in the robustness of the system and looking at not just the mind, which is the astrology chart that we all know and love, but being able to look at the design of the body. And I'm telling you, when I found the difference between these boys in one tiny little thing in the body design, it explained absolutely everything. And it was environmental and how their environment impacted them. And one of them was really sound sensitive. And as I'm talking to her about what I'm seeing in the charts and where I'd finally found this tiny little variation between these twins, she's like, when I was pregnant with them, the doctors would comment on the one used to hide from the ultrasound. It didn't like the waves. Like in utero, the design was already there. His body was already responding to what it didn't like. And so it's this amazing way of finding how you are in an environment and what impacts you and how to set yourself up for your ultimate success. And environment, if you listen to anything Ross says about that, environment is the key to success on the material plane. If you are not in the right place, you are not pulling in the right stuff.
Yeah, I love that. I love it. So I think everyone's always so interested in how I do all the things that I do. And I did talk a little bit in the podcast that I recorded about living my design and how important that is and what a big role that plays. And the other thing that I took from you that I think was so helpful, that's another thing that's just changed my life, is giving myself that permission every day to take time to lay down completely horizontally and discharge the sacral energy. And allowing myself that time to just rest and release everything that's not mine. And I do that religiously. Like, that is a huge part of my personal daily practices. But that came also from you and really understanding that I needed that downtime.
Right. And you didn't necessarily need to sleep, but you really need to allow your body the opportunity to discharge. And the interesting thing is there are more variations in projectors than in any other type. So there's mental projectors, self-projected projectors, splenic projectors, emotional projectors, ego project, right? So there's so many different. So some projectors, and in general, they're called non-energy types, but some projectors are connected to energy centers in human design, just not sacral energy. But there are other projectors who have absolutely zero energy in their design. And so then you're dealing with, you know, how does that work? What do I need to do? How do I make that work for me? And there are lots of ways to really set us up for success and understand how we can do that, right? So you know that when you take in sacral energy, you amplify it. And if you've got something to work through and power through, you're going to be able to do that and get it done. But you also know that when you're done doing that, you're going to need to go lay down somewhere, right? It doesn't last forever. It just doesn't. And for people who, let's say, they're ego projected projectors, right? They have a defined will center. The will center is an energy center, but it is designed to work, to rest, right? So it's not like work, work, work. It's work, let me get this done, and then I need to rest. And when projectors can really get there, because we live in a society that says, go, 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 do, do, do. And when you can really get your mind around, that's not how you're designed. You can do more in the time that you have than most people can probably do all day. And when you stop creating stories about how you have to do all of this stuff all day long and go, wait a minute, I can do twice as much in half the time and get my rest and keep my aura shiny and be everything I need to be, you are so empowered. But the resting piece, right? Because we live in a, you go to work, you clock in, you're there for this many hours, like all of these systems that we've set up that don't serve people, right?
Yeah. It's interesting because, so my husband, Sean, as you know, is ego projected, mm-hmm. projector.
Yep.
And it's really interesting to be, you know, in two projectors in the house and to see how different actually we are. And he absolutely has to do that work to rest. And it was like, it used to just bother me because I would be like, what is wrong with you? Like, why do you have to rest so much? He's a 2-4 also. So he's got the hermiting thing that he has to do as well. And then he's got the work to rest thing. And I just completely don't understand it. I'm just like, what is going on? Why can't you just go, 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 go. And understanding this about him made our marriage so much better because now I understand that like he really does perform amazingly well when he allows himself those periods of rest and when he allows himself that ability to hermit.
Right. I mean, you know, it's just that place where, you know, oh, I'm this type and I'm looking for this type. You don't even know what you're asking for, right? There's this belief that because someone is a sacral being, that someone is a generator or a manifesting generator, they're just always on. They just, oh, I've got energy. I'm the Energizer Bunny and I can go, go, go. And that's not actually how the sacral works, right? Your sacral works in response. And when you're responding to something and you're excited about it and you're passionate about it and it's correct for you, your sacral is going to kick in and give you all of the energy you need to do all of the things. Then you're going to need to rest. I mean, there are generators and manifesting generators who need to rest. And they're just all of these sort of broad brush beliefs that don't necessarily serve people. You really need to know what works for you. I know that I have the channel of being busy. I know that it is perfectly natural for me to have 25 balls in the air, 3 or 4 in each hand, but right? Because that's just how it works for me. Now, I'm focused and intent on one thing when I'm doing it, but I've got a lot of things going on at the same time. And it's understanding, like I can remember people asking me years ago before I knew about human design, like, how do you do everything you do? I'm like, I don't know. And if I stopped to think about it, I probably couldn't. So I'm not going to worry about it. I'm going to just keep doing what I'm doing. Right. I mean, that was my standard answer. Now I understand it's just inherently how my energy operates.
So I love that. And I think some of these keys are really vitally important as well, because I think some people do, you know, they may make it past just I'm a projector or I'm a manifester into I'm a 5-1, you know, splenic projector. And then they stop there and they don't actually take it that step further, which is to start investigating their gates, their hanging gates and their channels. So one of the things that comes up for me a lot is people say to me, everything looks like it just comes easy to you. So I would love for you to talk a little bit about, I have the 1648 channel. Mm-hmm. And so this is like the answer that I give people is it's this part of my human design that makes it appear to you like everything is easy for me or that everything comes easy to me. So I would love for you to talk a little bit about that 1648 channel.
So hold on, I have to pull your chart up while we're having this conversation. Give me a second. Because now you're asking me stuff and I need to see your chart.
I think it's important to give people this insight sometimes, because I think people look at me and they think at some level that I'm superhuman. I mean, I am,
You are, and you know, we're magical and our ancestors are magical. We'll start with like the 16 is off the top of my head. I know the 16 is the throat and the 48 is the spleen. And it's this fantastical channel of talent and power skills and all of like, there's some words off the top of my head that come in, but you actually have the 1648 as a complete channel on your design side. So it's conscious, it's part of your energy. And then you also have the 48 a second time in your body, right? So the 48 is called the well, right? And so let's talk about, it's called the well. What does that mean? Gate 48 is really about everything that you learn kind of going into this well of knowledge, right? And when people come to you, when people have recognized your authority and responded to you and then invite you into their world, you have your well then available to them to help support them and give them what they need. And everything you experience and everything that you learn is really part of what is in your well of information. And here's the fact of the matter. Some people go to the well and they pull the cup up and they have one little sip, and other people show up at the well and pitch a tent and get their thirst fully quenched, right? You have it and it's there and it's in you and it's just a part of all of your information being there to refresh and fuel and serve people if they're ready to accept it. So it's there, it serves you. I don't even know what else to say. Like it's just that kind of thing, right? That, well, either you want to fully quench everything, or you just want a little sip and you're going to walk away and, you know, you're still not going to feel the way you needed to feel or whatever the thing is, right? That channel. So the 1648, so there are circuits and there's lots of other things in human design. It's part of the understanding. It's part of the logic circuit and it's about sharing. And the 1648 is called The Wavelength. It's called Talent. It's really, you just inherently pull all of these talents. They're your gifts. They're natural. They're yours. They're you. They're part of who you are in your life experience. And you're here to really serve people with that. So it's about Gate 48. The energy of that is you're looking for that vital information. You're looking for it and you put it in your well and you put it in your well. And then gate 16 is the gate of all of these skills that you continue to hone and to have for yourself to use, right? The depth available in gate 48 is like, it's this intelligence that is splenic. It is intuitive. It is knowing. And it's not necessarily just what you learned in a book. And when you identify with a skill or a practice, so let's talk about like journaling, right? Let's, because you have such a powerful teaching around the power of creation journaling. That's the skill. It's the skill. And it's a skill that you have honed with diligence and perfected, and you're excellent at it. And it's one of those things that you just achieve mastery over this in order to help improve other people's lives. So that's what it is. There we go. 1648 is for you to become a master over these things, hone your skills, fill your well, and it is literally so that you can improve other people's lives. You do it through intuitive depth, understanding, knowledge, and the skills that you hone, and you serve them, and people are going to come take a sip, or they're going to, you know, sit down for a while and drink deeply, but that's what you're serving, and it's just part and parcel to who you are.
Yeah, I love that. So maybe let's just touch on one more thing. We could probably do this all day long, but let's touch on one more thing, which is I tend to attract a lot of 2-4 profile types.
Yeah.
2-4 generators specifically, but 2-4 profile types. And okay. So we've been investigating that for a little while as to why that is. And we've come up with several answers to that, but I'd love for you to talk a little bit about the fractals, because that's something newish to me.
So yeah, the fractals for me are kind of fun, and it's understanding. So when we look at our gates all have line energy. And you looking at those lines, you can look at how many of what lines you have in your chart. And then lines have lines that are in resonance with each other. They're friends with each other, right? So 6 and 3 are in resonance. 5 and 2 are in resonance. 4 and 1 are in resonance with each other. You're always going to see some level of resonance and attraction in those lines. But specifically, looking at your nodes is a place to look and get information about what you're really strongly pulling in your environment. Now, the nodes in human design serve different purpose than they do in astrology. And in human design, when we look at the nodes, we're really looking at the background theme of the movie that is our life. We're looking at bigger themes in that way when we look at them through human design. And nodes can be for people in different lines. The north nodes are nodes that you would look at for someone who is 40 and over. The south nodes, to see, you know, what role that they're playing in your life, you would look at people under 40. It's interesting because when we look at your nodes are 2-4 by design. And that is the fractal of people that you're really pulling in. Now, for me, the generator piece is really simple because projectors are energy guides and sacral people are energy beings. And that just kind of works all on its own for me, right? So manifestors are not energy beings. They're kind of like the cowboys in the Wild West, and they're out there, you know, doing their thing, and they're going to jump in where they feel good jumping in, but they're really more self-directed than generators and manifesting generators. And so you're pulling generators because that's, you're here to guide energy types. I mean, it's that's the short answer. And then the two fours. So when people want to look at, okay, who am I resonating with? What am I pulling in? What lines are really in my chart? You can do that, right? And part of that for you, like I said, your north node and south node in your mind are two lines, and your north and south node in your body are four lines. And that to me is exactly why you're pulling in two fours. So for me, on mine, when I look at mine, I'm all three lines, on conscious and unconscious, body and mind. All of my nodes are in three lines, and I'm a six line. And that six and that three is in resonance. And so I'm pulling a lot of that in. But I can look at your chart and look at, you know, where are your lines? Where are your predominant energies? And how much does that play in how things evolve for you?
So we're at about the hour mark. What are you... And you've been putting out these incredible, incredible offers into the world lately. And I know that your programs have been selling out, and I'm so excited to see you finally stepping into your genius the way that you are. But what offers do you have right now? How are you working with people? And we'll definitely, again, post all the links of how to get in touch with you in the description of the podcast. But tell us maybe about something that you've got on offer right now that people could take advantage of and be able to come and work with you.
So one of the things I've started to do that's just a really easy entry-level thing, if you just want kind of a quick and dirty, is a report that's 10 to 12 pages that I get to you in email within a couple of days that really just gives you a really powerful overview of what gifts, talents, skills, what's really behind the power of your design. And so what are you bringing to the party? So when you show up in the room, what are the gifts that you bring with you, just inherently, magically, who you are? And that is $88. It's an easy, fun thing for me to do. Again, it's not a short report. It's, you know, good 10, 12 pages, but it gives people a really good taste of the things they can uncover and unveil if they want to move into the work that I do with my one-on-one clients. And at this point, really, that's the place I'm loving my focus. So I took literally everything that I could basically do in human design. So it's, you know, a foundational analysis. It's understanding the impact of your open centers and deconditioning. It's taking you through your primary health system so you understand your environment, how to nourish your body correctly, all of those kind of things. And I put it into one bundle. It is 5 weeks of sessions with me, and it is well priced with some payment plans at $888, 45 minute sessions. And I'm available through Telegram to answer questions as we go through it, to help guide you through really integrating this information. Because I can give you a reading and you can walk away and you can maybe, you know, figure out how to start integrating parts of it. But I'm really here to be of high service, and I'm really, really enjoying, and all of the people I'm working with are definitely enjoying going through this process of helping you uncover what's already in you and helping you be in a place of making really good decisions for yourself, because that's really what this comes down to, knowing what is or isn't correct for you.
Yeah, amazing. That's so great. And I am not saying this because she is my cousin, but truly, I cannot recommend Alicia enough. And if you are interested in exploring human design, I wouldn't work with anyone else. And I've been exposed to a lot of human design people over the years that, you know, have a lot of success in the industry. And I just, hands down, refer Alicia every time. And so if you get an opportunity to work with her, I would take it. And again, we will drop everything down in the description of the podcast. So this has been so incredible. It's been amazing having you on.
I love when we get to connect just at all, right? Because we're on opposite sides of this, you know, planet hurling through the universe. And so I just love being able to connect, sharing this. And you know, I will talk for hours about human design. This is what I do. It's literally how I live. It's how I do everything.
I love it. Well, thank you for being here. Thanks everyone for listening. Until next time, this is the Wealth Witch signing off.
That's a wrap. Thank you for joining me. Remember, wealth is a mindset, and you absolutely deserve to live the life you deeply desire. And with belief and intention, you create your reality. Until next time, this is Leah Steele, the Wealth Witch.